It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Been moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayam Bhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning to go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabeau, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hey there, it's John Sabeau, and that noise you're hearing is the beautiful sounds of the waves of the Mekay Beach here in central Vietnam. I'm in Da Nang, Vietnam on Mekay Beach, absolutely, without a doubt, one of the most beautiful beaches in all of Asia. It's absolutely pristine. It's just world-class in every way, I would say. So in this episode, I'm just going to give you an update why I'm here all of a sudden in central Vietnam. So first off, thanks for, again, the comments and the emails, and always appreciate that positive feedback in the reviews as well. And if you want to support the podcast by writing a review in the iTunes store, it always helps others find the Far East Travels podcast. So I'll leave a link in the show notes. Just make sure you follow that link and you're signed into your iTunes account. And then you can rate the podcast out of 5 stars and give a review and help others discover the Far East Travels podcast. So, and then if you want to get in contact with me ever, you can just email me, john@fareasttravels.com. I get back to people usually within 24 hours. So here I am in Da Nang, Vietnam, after being in Ho Chi Minh City for 2 years, off and on, with a couple breaks in Cambodia and one break in Malaysia. And I just lately had decided that I need a change. I'm used to traveling. If you've been following me for the last 5 or 6 years on the podcast, you know that every couple months or so, I'm usually somewhere else. And with this pandemic, it's just been obviously really just not possible to travel at this time. And even I've had fears in over the last year of just traveling even within the country because of these sporadic outbreaks of the COVID-19. And about 7 months ago here, last July, there was a probably the biggest outbreak to date back then, right here in Da Nang, and it started in 3 local hospitals. And they literally tested everybody in the city, over 1 million people. They tested for COVID-19 to get it under control. And within a few weeks, it was back under control, but it was the first time that they had experienced actual deaths due to the pandemic when they had an outbreak here. So, you know, when things like that happen, it really does make you kind of hesitant to travel, because not only that, I mean, I have friends in Ho Chi Minh City that did not travel with, say, their girlfriend back to her home village for the Tet Festival because they were afraid they were going to get, you know, quarantined or locked out of Ho Chi Minh City, and they have work back in Ho Chi Minh City. So some people hesitated to leave during the holiday, and some did and were fine. But recently we've had the biggest outbreak to date of the pandemic in Haizong province in northern Vietnam, which is just maybe an hour and a half away from Hanoi. And it's been the largest outbreak since the start of the pandemic. Over 570 community cases now discovered of COVID-19, and they're doing random checks. I see in Ho Chi Minh City now, they were in Binh Thanh District a couple of days ago, just randomly going to like outdoor restaurants and picking places and just doing random checks on people for COVID-19. So there, with all this happening, it makes it very complicated and a little bit frustrating to try to travel during this. But I thought I have a window here, and I needed personally to just kind of make a change. I don't have any business ties in Ho Chi Minh City. All of my business, the clients that I have online that I help with presentation skills for YouTube or podcasting or Zoom, really, they don't mind where I am. So I decided to come up here. I mean, I've heard all kinds of things about it. I have spent time in central Vietnam before, in the towns of Hoi An, the beautiful ancient town that's about an hour south of me, 30 kilometers south of me, or spent some time in Hue, the old imperial capital, which is about 3 hours, 3.5 hours by a bus or car north of Da Nang. But I've never spent actual any time in Da Nang city itself. And I have to tell you, just after only being here a couple of days, it's absolutely by far one of the most livable cities in Vietnam that I've ever visited. The air is absolutely fresh and clean. I've never spent more time outdoors in the last couple of years of living in Vietnam than I have just in the last couple of days all at once. Daily anyways. There's just this wonderful beach that I can go for a walk on any time of the day. And then last night I did the river walk near the amazing Dragon Bridge. Whoever came up with the genius idea of making a sculpture, a dragon sculpture, out of the structure of a bridge, should be absolutely, they should be given several awards, because it's a fantastic idea and a great tourist attraction, because this dragon actually is, they have a fire-breathing mechanism in it, and they do this every weekend, and then I think it also spews out water as well. So I might try to check that out tonight. But anyways, what I've seen so far, I've been very impressed. And wow, you can see a crab crawling up the beach right now, just a little, kind of like a little sand crab. That is so cool. So this beach is really, really clean. I'm just so impressed with the cleanliness of this city overall, but in this beach area especially, it's just absolutely beautiful. But just only up until maybe a decade ago, there was huge tracts of bare land here. I mean, prime oceanside or across the street from the ocean property that was just vacant. And the locals themselves, I mean, locals, of course, come down to the beach, but, I mean, this is not their sort of social scene. And I figured out a little bit why. I mean, they have the riverside, and the riverside is very close in proximity to, like, a lot of bars and restaurants and little outdoor places where you can sit and drink and eat. And it's a little more conducive to social gathering, where the beach really is, you have a road and you have hotels on one side of the beach, but not really built up with a restaurant scene on the drive here. It's more reserved for actual just hotel properties. So it doesn't make it as easy to sort of socialize around here as it does near the riverside. And the riverside is very developed. That's the center of the town on the Han River, and then the various bridges across it. So that's really where the locals kind of focus and live. And there's a little place that I'm staying at right now, a little area here called An Tuong. And it's kind of been modeled after a riverside community on the Thames in London. And it's really a place where expats live and hang out. There's a lot of bars and restaurants and things that are catered towards foreigners. And a lot of apartments and short-term and long-term living apartments for foreigners. So it's kind of a quiet neighborhood. It's kind of nice at night. But unfortunately, with all of the opportunity here for building right now, it's really not very quiet during the daytime. There's just all kinds of construction going on almost all of those small streets within this little village. So the place that I'm staying at right now, the room itself is very comfortable. But right across the street from me, there's two construction sites. So, I mean, if I wanted to sit in my place, unless I am there during the lunch break when the construction workers are taking their break, I'm not going to get any quiet time. So it kind of makes it a little bit frustrating if you want to actually stay here. Now, if you were just coming here for vacation, you'd probably be outside most of the day. So, you know, in the evening, it's actually quite quiet. But so it has become a destination for foreigners to sort of live more long term. Now, it doesn't have the same kind of draw as, say, especially Ho Chi Minh City or Hanoi. There's not as many job opportunities for foreigners than there would be in those cities, especially Ho Chi Minh City. But a lot of digital nomads have started to come here and make this a base for them because they have income that they can rely on from abroad. And then I've also noticed a lot of like older people, particularly older men, foreigners, Westerners that I've spotted around here that I know that have been making this kind of as sort of a quasi-retirement place, although there really is no legitimate way to retire in Vietnam if you're a foreigner, because they still do not issue any retirement visas or have a retirement visa to issue anybody like you can get in Thailand or Cambodia. But with the flexibility of tourist and business visas, a lot of people have been able to get those, and then before the pandemic would just leave and come back. And for Da Nang, it's very easy to do that because there's an international airport here with direct flights to a lot of major cities in Asia. So it's very easy to just fly out of here for a night or two and then come back in with a new visa or a new stamp. And that's what's made it easy before the pandemic for people to sort of continue living here without, you know, actually working here. But with the pandemic, it's just, you know, with the people that are on visa, tourist visas, they're able to renew them right now because the flights are very restricted to get out of here. So the government has just been, for some people that were here, arrived after March the 1st, 2020, they've been given free reissues of their visa. So they haven't had to pay to renew their visa. It's just been continually extended at no charge. But anybody that came in before March 1st, like myself, has we have to pay a certain fee, and it kind of fluctuates. But lately, it's been about $60 US a month to renew the visa through an agency, and that's kind of an ongoing thing. Or you can pay more to have it done over to have it for a 3-month period. So. It's kind of a mix of foreigners here. I've met like people that were from Europe that were, say, in the IT business, like coders, that have friends that hang out here. There's entrepreneurs that, you know, they have teams abroad, or they can even put together teams here and do their work. But as for foreigners, it's a little more limited as far as, I think, like, say, teaching opportunities and things like that. Not the same kind of opportunities that you have in the larger cities. But Da Nang is considered city number 3 in Vietnam. So behind, obviously, Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi. And this is really one of their big emerging cities. I mean, they planned it out as a holiday destination for Vietnamese and for Asians, especially with the direct flights from the various major cities. There are just amazing hotels going up here. I mean, as I look down the beach, I see, you know, 2 or 3 cranes building hotels, and they just inaugurated another one, just broke ground today on another site just almost across the street from where I'm sitting right now. Right, and I'm sitting right on the sand here, and it's so refreshing after living in a metropolis like Ho Chi Minh City to just walk 5 minutes to such a beautiful place like this and breathe this wonderful ocean air. So I'm here till further notice. I don't know how long I'll be here. I could be here for a year or two, or maybe only a few months. But for me, it makes sense to be based out of here. It's very easy to fly to either Ho Chi Minh City or Hanoi if I want to shoot video. And I'll tell you, my flight, I booked a flight with Vietnam Airlines, which I used their budget airline, Pacific Airlines. And the flight was 513,000 Vietnamese dong, which is about $21 one-way ticket. Actually, I think the luggage that I brought three pieces of luggage that I checked, cost more. That was about 200 for each bag, 200,000 dong, so about $8 for each of them. So about $24 for the checked baggage. And then about $21 for the flight. So it's actually, for somebody like me that wants to move around the country, it's actually, it's a really good base to be in to collect up content if I'm just restricted here in Vietnam. And then, of course, when things open up, for anybody that wanted to do what I was doing or just be able to, you know, stay in a place for a long time like this, enjoy the kind of lifestyle here, the outdoor lifestyle here, it's really easy just to shoot down to the airport and be in another major city in Asia within a couple hours or less even. But with the pandemic right now, I just want to be staying put here and maybe just visit some of the local areas like Hoi An or Hue. So that's my update from Da Nang, Vietnam. I'm so happy to be here and so happy to share this with you. So, as I said before, if you want to help support the podcast, you can write a review in the iTunes store, and the link is in the show notes. If you want to support me and continued production of the Far East Travels podcast, you can do so by becoming a patron for as little as a couple dollars a month. You can help support me to continue to make more of these podcasts, and I will be back in full production again now that I've moved up to Da Nang. So I'll leave a link in my show notes as well to my Patreon page, and you can check that out and see all the offers. And I do appreciate, especially lately, the people that have added me as someone they want to support. So I really do appreciate that. And also, I really love hearing from you and appreciate the emails and the notes on Instagram. You can also keep in touch with me, of course, on Instagram, John Sabo's Far East Travels on Instagram. And the Facebook page, Far East Travels Podcast Facebook page, Far East Travels page, or the John Sabo official page. So thank you so much. And when we do all get back to traveling, I do wish you safe travels, namaste, tashi delay, and peace from Da Nang, Vietnam.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.